In today's video, I'll guide you through the proper way to set up location targeting in Google Ads. Many businesses often make mistakes when it comes to location targeting, also known as geotargeting, when running their Google Ads campaigns. And this can result in an increase in ad spend and lead to fewer conversions. That's why it's crucial to ensure you get the easily overlooked location settings in Google Ads just right so you can maximize the effectiveness of your advertising efforts. Watch this video till the end and you'll know exactly how we set up location targeting for our clients and get them tons of leads. If you're new here, hi, I'm Kurt from OneBase Media and I'm here to help you get more local customers for your service business. So if you don't want to miss any videos, join our community and hit that subscribe button and the bell icon to get notified. So let's get right into it. I've gone through the campaign setup and this is where you can start targeting location in your Google Ads. By default, Google will automatically have this option selected, which is all countries and territories. And below that is the option to show our ads to the whole of the United Kingdom. Google wants to distribute your ads to the largest area as possible and show your ads to as many people as it can. This will cost you more and you'll end up burning through your entire ads budget very quickly. That's why we don't recommend it for a local service-based business. As a local business, you don't want to advertise in all countries around the world or even in the whole of the UK. You want to target the county, or more specifically the areas within the county that you want to offer your services. So click on the third option, enter another location, and click on advanced search. For the purpose of this video, let's say our local business is located in London. So enter London, and you can see now the whole of London is selected and it will show our ads to 35.5 million people in the London area. Now, even though we are based in London, we don't want to advertise to the entire city because it's still a very large area. Instead, we want to further narrow it down and start hyper-targeting specific locations within London. To do that, in the top right-hand corner on the map, we want to select Show All Areas and remove London from our location and then zoom into the map so you can see all the different locations. Now we want to target the area that we're based in. So let's say we operate out of Kensington. So let's click on Kensington and we can see the postcode and the reach, which is 158,000. And the area beside it also has a good amount of reach, 708,000. So we'll start by selecting these locations. And as you can see, we've got quite a good reach when targeting both of these areas. Now we know our ads will reach a lot of people in the area we selected. Next, we want to find out whether people in those areas are searching for our services or not. For that, head over to Keywords Planner. Let's say we're a plumbing business. Put in plumber in the search bar and change the location from London to Royal Borough of Kensington and click save. Now, Google will show how many people are searching for plumbing services in the Royal Borough of Kensington area. So Plumbers Near Me has 170 monthly searches. The cost per click is on the higher side, but a lot of people are searching for plumbers in this area. We now know it's a good area to target because it's got a good reach and a lot of people are searching for our service with high buying intent keywords. Let's go back to our location and we can start adding more areas that we want to target. We can get really granular here and start hyper-targeting using this map. So let's add Marylebone as well. This is a really great way to start targeting an area using the location setting. Now, a great thing about hyper-focusing on specific areas is that when we're making a landing page, we can build it around Kensington. It will make the ads and the landing page more relevant because people clicking through to our landing page will see that we are based in Kensington and this will have a higher chance of converting the visitors into paying customers. Now, if you don't want your ads to show outside of the selected area, then you can just start excluding them. So let's say you don't want to target Battersea because you don't want to travel that far. Then you can just click on it and select exclude. Now the whole Battersea area is excluded. You can start excluding all the locations that are surrounding your area of operation, like Fulham and Hammersmith, and then click on save. This is how you can really narrow in and hyper-focus your ads on specific locations within your city. You can test different ad groups for different locations and see which location is getting you the most amount of leads. And then start focusing on those areas and start excluding locations from where you don't see any leads coming in. Now, let's say your ad campaign is up and running and performing really well and you want to expand into more areas. Firstly, if you don't have the extra budget, then I would advise against it. That is, unless your ads are not spending your entire monthly budget and you have money left at the end of the month. If that's not the case, you'll need to either increase your budget when starting to target more areas or don't expand with the same amount of budget. Otherwise, you'll end up spreading your budget too thin over a large area and you'll see a decrease in the amount of leads. Now, in the location option, Google again by default will have the presence of interest option selected. Now, if this option is selected, then your ads will be shown to people who are located in Kensington, but also to people who might have shown any interest in the Kensington area. This is just one more way that Google gets you to spend more money. So select the second option instead, which is presence, people in or regularly in your targeted area. This will show your ads to people only who live in the selected area. With this option selected, you'll have much more focused and highly targeted leads coming in. If you stick with the default option selected, you'll get some really irrelevant inquiries coming in. And that's it. Follow the steps in the video and you'll see your ads cost decreasing whilst the amount of leads coming in increases. Thank you for watching until the end. I hope you got a lot out of the video. So our goal here is to help you generate the best quality leads so you can fill out your diary with more customers and grow your business. And that's it from me. And by the way, if lead generation is a problem for you right now, then there's a link in the description that will help you solve that problem in under 3 minutes. I want to say a big thank you again for watching this video. If you want to see more like this, please like and subscribe, and also leave a comment in the comment section letting us know what you'd like us to cover next, or if you have any questions. We read and respond to all the comments we get. Have a great day. I'll see you on the next one.